Has something disappointed you lately? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One time I was working on a project and I felt like I had things really underway. I had created a bunch of these smaller projects and turned them in and I thought I was almost done. And then I was informed that the standard for those projects had changed and what I had done was no longer correct. And 75% probably of my work was to be thrown away. I can remember sitting at my desk once I realized it, and I was thumbing through all of my pages of the project, and I felt crushed. I felt so disappointed that I was so much further from the end line. Have you ever felt this way? Well, that's what today's Devo is kind of all about. It's called There in Disappointments by Emily. My favorite football team made it through one game in the NFL playoffs, and then they lost. It was a heartbreaking loss because I knew they easily could have won the game. The disappointment I felt was instant, and it hung over me as time moved on. I can only imagine the disappointment felt by the players and their families. God is there in our disappointments, and He is working in everything that goes on in our lives. Some might say God doesn't care about a sport or a specific game, but I believe He does care about people and their lives. And the way each game turns out differently has an effect on people, especially those who are a part of the team. A quarterback can experience real hurt when his team loses, and God cares about that. A linebacker might feel they have failed after their team doesn't make it. God cares about that too. In 2 Corinthians 1, 3-7, Paul describes how God comforts us in our troubles. Then later in this same letter, Paul recounts the many ways he has suffered, how often he has been in grave danger and endured tremendous pain from flogging, hunger, and nakedness, and how he has been exposed to death again and again. Yet, in spite of this, Paul says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles." While Paul's afflictions were certainly far greater than losing a football game, the truths he shares about God's comfort can still apply to every disappointment we experience. When we have something happen in our lives that leaves us feeling disappointed, no matter how big or small it is, we can turn to God and know that He is there. He notices our hurts and He wants to comfort us. He wants to remind us of His love, even in the midst of our pain. Remember, Jesus died and rose again so we could be brought near to God. So in every loss, we can know that He is there for us. We never have to go through anything alone. From a lost game to a lost relationship to a lost family member, God sees the unique situation you are going through, and He is there, ready to listen as you share your pain with Him. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. It can be hard to believe that God cares about all the big and small things we go through, but He does. What is one of the disappointments you've faced in your life recently? Consider taking some time to talk to God about what happened and how you feel and receive His comfort. As you and I can read in Psalm 119, verse 76, "May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 2 Corinthians 1, 3-11, as well as 11, verses 23-33. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more encouragement? Well, I encourage you to head over to Instagram and follow us at Unlocked Devo. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional called Praying for a Win with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.